This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning into Film Bookcast for the first time, first of all, welcome. And what I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news. I also review an in-theater film. You can find more about Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's jump right into movie news this week. Ray Donovan isn't returning for a season 8, but it is returning for a full-length movie. The Ray Donovan film will follow the events of season 7 of the Showtime TV series. Lee Shriver will star in the film, and it will be co-wrote with director David Hollander. John Voight and Karis Dorsey will also star in the film. Showtime has announced that Ray Donovan's full-length feature film, continuing Ray's journey, following the hit drama series' 7-season run on the network. The production is tentatively scheduled to begin filming later this year in New York and will air on Showtime. The announcement was made last week. When Ray Donovan went off the air after 7 great seasons, we heard from so many loyal fans that were not ready to say goodbye to Ray and the wonderfully dysfunctional Donovan clan. And so, for them, we are delighted that Leave and David are creating a thrilling new chapter of this iconic series. During its 82-episode run from 2013 to 2020, the series earned multiple Emmy, Golden Globe, and Writers Guild and Critics' Choice nominations, with Voight winning the Golden Globe Award for Best Performance by an Actor Role in a Supporting Role in a Series. The Ray Donovan film will be executive produced by David Hollander, Lee Shriver, Mark Gordon, Brian Zuriff, and Loy Fusaro. In more film news, Tom Holland will reprise the role as the wisecracking web-slinger as Spider-Man No Way Home will be the third installment of the Spider-Man series by the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Tom Holland, Zendaya, and Jacob Batalion reveal the title this week. Spider-Man No Way Home also features Benedict Cumberbatch as Marvel magician Doctor Strange and is rumored to delve into the multi-universe as well as also unite separate generations of the Spider-Man films. The next Spider-Man installment will be released on December 17th, 2021. Stephen Bristol is set to direct a Spike Lee-produced film for Netflix. Gordon Hemingway and the Realm of the Sluhu. Interesting title. Lee partnered with Netflix first for The Five Bloods, which debuted to critical acclaim last June. Spike's produced new feature will be based on the original screenplay by Hank Woon and is set in East Africa in 1928 and centers on Gordon Hemingway, a roguish black American gunslinger who teams up with an elite warrior princess, Zeneb of Ethiopia, to rescue the country's kidnapped regent from an ancient evil. Lee will produce this film along with the Five Bloods producer Lloyd Levin and Beatrice Levin. And now for some TV news. The Halo TV show, based on the popular and long-running sci-fi video game series on Microsoft's Xbox, has moved to Paramount Plus from Showtime. The official announcement was made on Wednesday as the news that the series will debut on Paramount Plus in the first quarter of next year. Pablo Schreiber, a star of The Orange is the New Black, will star as Master Chief, the lead protagonist in several of the Halo video games, who's a helmeted super soldier known as Spartan. The Halo TV series was officially picked up in 2018 as a 10-episode series at Showtime, after it had been in development for several years. Exciting TV news from Paramount Plus. In other TV news, HBO Max has ordered a TV series subject to change. The TV series is based on the original idea and the story by J.J. Abrams. Subject to Change's plot synopsis is the series follows a desperate college student who signs up for a clinical trial that begins a wild, harrowing, mind-reality-bending adventure. The head of original content of HBO Max said, "We cannot wait to bring this complex, eye-opening thriller to HBO. It will take viewers on an unexpected ride, showcasing the creative brilliance of J.J., Jennifer, and the Bad Rabbit team." J.J. said, "It's been incredibly fun weaving this rather insane yarn with Jen, and I am grateful to her and everyone at HBO Max for the opportunity to bring this story to life." There is no current release date yet for Subject to Change. Now let's check out some TV trailers. City on a Hill Season 2 released their trailer. Kevin Bacon returns to prove the value of a good enemy. Tom Fontana's Boston crime drama sets a corrupt FBI agent and righteous DA, played by Aldous Hodge, on a path for war. It's been nearly 2 years since City on a Hill premiered at the 2019 ATX TV Festival, and while plenty has changed in the real world, it's still the early 90s in Showtime's crime drama. Assistant DA, played by Aldis Hodge, is still trying to clean up Boston's bureaucracy rife with corruption, and FBI agent Jackie Rohr, played by Kevin Bacon, is still trying to do things the old way. His way. Not exactly the legal way. Season 2 centers on a federal housing project in the Roxbury neighborhood of Boston that is plagued with drug violence and a rightful distrust local law enforcement. No one is safe from the collateral damage of the war between the DA and the FBI agent. Bacon also directed the first episode of Season 2, making his first return to the director's chair for the first time since 2009's TNT's The Closer. City on a Hill Season 2 premieres Sunday, March 28th, at 10 p.m. on Showtime. Katie Sagal and Andy Garcia lead an Aaron Brockovich-inspired drama called Rebel. They just released a trailer this week. Brockovich executive produced the new ABC drama based on her life, created by Grey's Anatomy showrunner Krista Vernoff. A new drama based on the life of environmental activist Aaron Brockovich. Set after the events of the Julia Roberts starrer that made her a household name, Rebel stars Katie Sagal as the indefiable agitator. The series was created by three-time Emmy nominee Kristen Vernoff, and the official plot synopsis is inspired by the life of Aaron Brockovich. Annie's Rebel is a blue-collar, legal advocate without a law degree. She's funny, messy, brilliant, and a fearless woman who cares desperately about the causes she fights for and the people she loves. When Rebel applies herself to a fight she believes in, she will win at almost any cost. There is no release date yet for Rebel, but check out the trailer now. Let Freedom Reign in Season 4 of The Handmaid's Tale. They just released the trailer this week. It's a gripping and startling trailer that leaves me very intrigued for the coming season. And the new season, Season 4 of The Handmaid's Tale, is coming out on April 28th on Hulu, and you can check out the trailer now. Let's jump into movie trailers. In movie trailer news, Zack Snyder's Army of the Dead released its teaser trailer for Netflix this week. It stars Dave Bautista, among many others. The screenplay is written by Zack Snyder, Shay Hatton, and Joby Harold. Following the zombie outbreak in Las Vegas, a group of mercenaries take the ultimate gamble, venturing into the quarantine zone to pull off the greatest heist ever attempted. Watch the Army of the Dead teaser trailer, and it's coming out on Netflix May 21st. Simon McQuaid's Mortal Kombat movie trailer has been released by Warner Brothers and HBO Max. It stars Louis Tan, Joe Teslim, among many others. Greg Russo and Dave Callahan wrote the screenplay for the film. In Mortal Kombat, MMA fighter Cole Young, accustomed to taking a beating for money, is unaware of his heritage, or why the Outworld Emperor Shang Tsung has sent his best warrior, Sub-Zero, an otherworldly cryomancer, to hunt Cole down. Fearing for his family's safety, Cole goes on a search for Sonya Blade at the direction of Jax, a special forces major who bears the same strange dragon marking Cole was born with. Soon, he finds himself at the temple of Lord Ragan, an elder god and the protector of Earthrealm, who grants sanctuary to those who bear a mark. Here, Cole trains with experienced warriors Liu Kang, Kung Lu, in a rogue mercenary canoe as he prepares to stand with the Earth's greatest champion against the enemies of the Outworlds in a high-stakes battle for the universe. But will Cole be pushed hard enough to unlock his arcana, the immense power from within his soul, in time to save not only his family, but to stop the Outworld once and for all? Mortal Kombat debuts on April 26th in theaters, also on HBO Max. Check out the trailer now. Hugh Jackman is starring and producing a film called Remnants, and it just released its teaser trailer, and I recommend you go and check it out. It's a quiet, intriguing, quick trailer about time travel and following a man's voice. All we have to do is remember. It's coming to cinemas this winter, and you can check out the trailer now. Okay, for this week's movie review, The Mauritanian just came out in theaters. It is directed by Kevin MacDonald. It is written by Michael Bronner. It stars Tahar Rahim, Jodie Foster, and Benedict Cumberbatch. The film is based on a book written by Mahamadou Salahi, who was a prisoner of the United States government after 9/11, because he was held under the suspicion of being the mastermind of 9/11. The movie is about Mahamadou's fight for freedom after being detained and imprisoned without charges by the U.S. government for many years. It's a very technical movie. I'm not sure that most people are aware of the information that you need to be in order to really digest this movie the way it is designed, I think. I grew up, I was 10 when 9/11 happened.
Right?
Yeah. So it's been my whole life. What's happened to the country since? The decisions we made afterwards. What happened at Guantanamo? What is Guantanamo? All these things, right? You kind of need to know these things before seeing the Mauritanian to really absorb the meaning of the story, I think. And that's mainly a criticism. That's my main criticism of the film. I don't think most people are aware of, like, what Guantanamo really is, right? What was that site? People just think about it as, like, a dark prison or whatever. You know, they don't actually understand what that is used for and what we used it for back then. There's still 40 people held there today. Obama tried to close it. And the Defense Department, the military, and Republicans used every rule they could find in our laws to keep it open. But that's a theme you'll learn again and again as you dive into the decisions that the United States government made post 9/11. Before we dive into the actual movie review, in my opinion, most of these decisions have been a disaster, right? So, and this movie kind of came to me and kind of it shows us all why. Tahar Rahim plays Muhammadu. And if you recognize Tahar, it's probably from The Looming Tower, which he was also. I mean, Tahar is a brilliant actor. He's fantastic at what he does. He's so real. And he plays a person who we, the United States government, held as the mastermind of 9/11. And the whole point of Guantanamo is that it's not on our shores, thus is not applicable to our laws, and thus we can kind of bend the rules of how we treat other people. You know, that's in our basket what Guantanamo is and why we were able to torture people and why people got released without any charges ever, you know, and this is why, you know, and it's really a gray area. And it's a long conversation that we're not going to get into in a movie review. But Jodie Foster plays this lawyer, Nancy Hollander, who takes on Muhammadu's case pro bono. And she is a big civil rights lawyer. Her character is very well known in government watchdog groups. And so she takes on his case. And Benedict Cumberbatch plays Stuart Koch, who is an army general who is put in charge of bringing charges against Muhammadu. Here we enter in the real bad decisions post 9/11 because Benedict Cumberbatch's character is basically tasked with finding evidence that doesn't exist. You know, you can't, you know, when you have loose facts and peer pressure from the whole country and world to find answers and to bring justice to somebody and just so we can see a head on a pike, you know, that was the temperature back in 2001, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know. And so the military really went to extreme lengths and pushed by, you know, Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld, who believe in a cloth of government and politics that I just don't. I don't think most people do. They pushed the military to really, you know, abuse people, torture people, abuse our war powers around the world. You know, we've always been, you know, globetrotters with that, but they really, I mean, to just blackmail people and to hold people without charges, and I'm talking about hundreds of people, maybe even thousands, it's just entirely counter to who we are. It's entirely counter to our laws. It's entirely counter to our system. It's entirely counter to why we created our government and why we created our military to begin with. You know, that's not. We have rules of engagement for a reason. We have bilateral international war game laws for a reason. And after 9/11, we kind of went crazy and we threw out all of these rules. And the military kind of just said, okay, find the person. Who cares if it's the actual person? Just get a head on a pike, right? That is what Benedict Cumberbatch's character is tasked with. And you can see throughout the film Stuart Koch's internal distress because he is an officer of the law. He's an officer in the military. He believes in our constitutional law framework. And Dick Cheney does not. You know, Donald Rumsfeld does not. They believe that the American presidency can do whatever it wants and it can rewrite our laws on the fly. And you can see Stuart Koch's like internal conflict because he knows this is wrong. And this is at the time when we're slowly slipping from our train tracks, if you know what I mean. And you can tell that he just has deep internal conflict about what he's being asked to do by his superiors, and he's a real military man. So he doesn't want to say no to his superiors, but he knows what he's doing is wrong. And Nancy Hollander, Jodie Foster's character, goes through streams of evidence to find out that Mahamudu Tahar's character was tortured. Not just tortured, viciously tortured. And so she finally... The movie is very well done. It's just very technical in its facts and its information, but it's a very beautiful movie. It's a very accessible movie. It's a very universal movie. It's made in a very appetizing way. You don't have to have all this technical knowledge to really get the movie, but you may walk away from the movie with a superficial understanding of everything if you don't know all these technical pieces of information. But once Nancy gets Mahamudu to court, wait till you see Tahar's monologue. Wait till you hear Mahamudu as a person's love for a country that treated him so badly. And Tahar does a brilliant job bringing it all to the screen. You feel it. You feel how wrong it is. You feel Tahar's, you feel Mahamudu's love for what he sees America as. You know, we all have an idea of what America is. This movie gives us an idea of what the reality is in one of our toughest moments. It's beautifully shot. It's very well shot. The way it's shot helps tell the story. The writing's very good. Jodie Foster is extremely, extremely good. Does she ever not do a brilliant job? Tahar Rahim does an amazing job. Benedict Cumberbatch does a really good job portraying and giving us the sense of conflict that he feels, which we, looking back now, 20 years later, I see all of the mistakes that we made. And I just hope that a film like The Mauritanian can teach us that we really do have to do things in a different way. And we have to pay attention as people. We have to pay attention to what the government does. We have to pay attention to what the government says. We have to pay attention to, you know, truth and lies. And Kevin MacDonald did an amazing job directing the movie. It's a very well-done movie. I give it like an 8 out of 10. It's a very good movie. The acting's great. The writing is great. Cinematography is great. The only thing I would criticize it for is its technical nature. You know, if you don't know any of this information, you might come away with it with a different understanding. But other than that, it's a very good movie, and I highly recommend seeing it. The Mauritanian just came out in theaters. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much for checking us out this week. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at CBanksy. I'm also on Instagram. I'm at TheChrisBanks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please consider rating and review this episode. If you're listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video. Subscribe to our channel and leave us a comment in the comment section. It really helps other people discover our podcast. Please also consider becoming one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag filmbookcast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Film Bookcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.